You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, Simon Fraser University Campus Radio, streaming on the internet at www.cjsf.ca.
You almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time, and welcome again to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. We are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
No, not anymore.
Good, they move good times to 3 a.m., so we might be.
Really? Oh, yeah. I didn't notice. Okay. Maybe. Yeah. We are. Yeah, we're the best.
Yeah, not when they were two. I mean, please.
Right. You know.
I mean, it's bad enough we got to fight reruns of Carol Burnett, but, you know, yeah. You really want to try.
No, rerun was on Good Times. No, rerun was.
No.
rerun was on
great. What's Happening.
What's Happening.
Yeah.
Rerun was awesome.
So, yeah. No, you. Well, we couldn't even beat that either.
No. Know.
Yeah.
No.
Well, set the bar low, you know.
Right.
Then you're always happy when you achieve it.
You don't break your ankle trying to jump over it.
This is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our good old boy, Justin.
Good morning, everybody.
And Made Man Maury.
Good morning, Bob. I am very excited to be here.
You can tell.
In the damp, dark, dreary basement.
It's just a different one than the wife usually keeps him chained up in. So,
correct.
Yeah. This, you know, he likes to get out sometimes, you know. And good old boy Harm.
Thanks, Bob. I really appreciate being here today, and I'm actually excited to be here.
You damn well should be.
I should be.
Yeah, should be. This is
this is
our favorite time of the year, man.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you can't beat the fall release time.
This beats Christmas.
It does beat Christmas.
This actually smells like Christmas in here to me. This is what Christmas should smell like everywhere.
I wish I got all this for Christmas.
I wish everybody could take notes for my Christmas list.
Yeah.
Right.
Pay attention. Christmas list.
Well, our pencil. Our sip segments are all about distilled spirits, wine, tea, coffee, and
distilled
pretty
spirits.
Much any other thing you can drink.
And but mostly distilled spirits.
We need to do another wine show again. But not today.
I'm working on it. It's
if you wine on the show, it's a wine show.
Well, then he would be the king.
Right.
So, yeah.
Which we'll be talking about later.
Today's show is our second fall release series show, because fall is when all the distilleries here in the U.S. Tend to release all their, you know, top-end whiskeys about this time of year. And for this episode, we have, you know, just some common little dreck here. So we'll start out with the 2023 Old Forester Birthday Bourbon Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Following that up with the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, we have the 2023 Thomas Handy Kentucky Straight Rye. The 2023 Sazerac 18-year-old Kentucky Straight Rye. The 2023 Eagle Rare 17-year-old Kentucky Straight Rye, or Kentucky Straight Bourbon. The William Rue Weller 2023 Kentucky Straight Bourbon. The 2023 George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon, making its triumphant return after being left out last year because
yay.
The barrels didn't meet their standard. And last but not least, from Brown-Forman for 2023, the King of Kentucky. So
boring. What's going on, man? This is just regular stuff.
Well, I still have some, you know, Fireball over there if you're interested.
Thanks,
you know.
Perfect.
I subbed out all of Harm's samples for Fireball to see if he'd notice the difference.
No, probably not. I've never heard of any of these whiskeys. When are we going to drink something that the common folk like us have heard of?
You guys are dumber than a box of hair.
Never mind. This is what I get. I should be kissing my ring right now. All right, so we're going to have Justin tell us all about our SIPs rating. So take it away, Justin.
Justin's not here today, but Robin Leach of the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous is here today. And today we are in Bob's basement, enjoying some of the best whiskey, possibly, that may come out this year. And here are the SIPs ratings. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. This is not up to standard.
Painful. Painful.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
Just not buying it today.
Five sips.
Is he still alive?
I don't think so.
Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Can we leave him dead next time?
Oh my goodness!
Yeah! Yeah, that's just not working. Yes. I'm just, shouldn't it be champagne wishes and caviar dreams?
Yes.
Well, neither of you need to be doing this
just,
one.
You know, come on, man. Good Lord. Just scary.
Fine. Maury, please deliver us from this evil.
6 minutes, 19 seconds in, already in the toilet. So, Maury, tell us about our first whiskey today.
I will attempt. The first whiskey today is the 2023 Old Forester Birthday Bourbon at 48% ABV, 96 proof, and 12 years old. The Old Forester Birthday Bourbon is released every year on September 2nd in honor of George Garvin Brown's birthday, the man who founded Old Forester in 1870. This is the 23rd annual release, and it's aged 12 years. The mash bill is 72% corn, 18% rye, and 10% malted barley. The details are as follows. On May the 5th of 2011, 103 barrels were filled. They were aged on the fifth floor of Warehouse I for 12 years. In terms of color, the color is rich, and it's a beautiful copper. On the nose, burnt caramel, brioche, cinnamon.
Talking to the microphone.
Mouth coating, viscous, deliciousness. Just coats your palate, slides on down, and then the finish just goes on and on and on. This is a perennial favorite of mine. It's one that once upon a time collected dust on the shelves, as you could often find a year or two's release behind the current release. And now it's gotten more and more difficult to find, where stores are often getting one bottle, and if any. Again, a tribute to George Garvin Brown. It's a wonderful whiskey every year. One I look forward to each and every year. It's just a quintessential bourbon, hitting all the notes, and it's delicious. Harm, what'd you think?
I didn't get all the same notes you got. I got more candied orange peel when I first approached it. Brown sugar and coffee on the nose. And that followed through on the palate with like honey notes and cinnamon, a lot of oak. The citrus wasn't as bright. I mean, I don't know. Did it go away? What did you get?
I thought there was a lot of burnt sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that burnt sugar just kind of carried on and on.
And the finish is long, like you said. I got some more like caramelized banana and cocoa on the finish and the brown sugar. And it just keeps going and going and going. Bob, what do you think?
Having a computer issue here. Hold on.
I hear that. You've set some sort of timer?
Yeah.
We'll leave you out of it, Justin.
Labor camp. I don't have to answer your questions.
On the nose, I got cedar, vanilla, dark berries, perfume, and cinnabon.
Cinnabon, I'll give you. The dark berries, I don't get.
Yeah, they were subtle. Undernote. On the palate, amazing spice on the front end. And then I got waves of mangoes, bananas, brown sugar, chocolate orange.
Mango?
Yeah.
Really? I don't get Did you add water?
I didn't get the mango.
No, I didn't add any water. On the finish, it was like really nice backside palate, refreshing, little bit of lemon as it was fading off.
So when I put the bridge of my nose to the top of the Glencairn, I can almost get that whiff of mango. It's almost that light floral tropical note.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of scotch a little bit.
Yeah, I remember having a mango note on Highland Park Ice Edition.
Yeah.
We were making fun of it. Then after about an hour, it was like, what? There is. It's mango sorbet. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Sometimes you just got to let it sit out. You know, that's the thing. But it's. I don't get mango. I get the
tropical
fruit note.
Yeah, for me, it was came across as banana.
I'm not getting one in particular, but.
Mm. Yeah, one
on
of
the palate.
Mangoes.
I'm sorry. This one's very different from any other birthday I've ever had. This one's sort of dark and sinister on the palate.
I didn't find it that dark compared to some of these others. It's got a beautiful.
It's got a
thing
very,
going on.
Yeah, the flowers up front, but then on the back, the wood is there.
I'm getting
there.
On the sides of my tongue right now.
I'm getting the dark wood.
The wood's there.
Wood.
It's definitely woody. It's what we call.
When we first had it, it was burnt toffee up front. It was burnt toffee.
Right, that's where it started.
Now it's completely changed. This doesn't even taste like the same whiskey.
It just keeps evolving in the glass. Yeah. That's what makes this one so interesting. I love it.
Layers and evolution.
And the burnt toffee's there, but it's moved to the back with like dark molasses has moved to the back. And now that tropical thing has moved up and the floral thing has moved up.
Yeah, like I said, I was getting the flowers on the side of my palate, that tropical note. It's really nice.
Yeah, this one, I still think it's very different than any birthday that I've had. And
yeah, this
is the 23rd release. I mean, I've honestly probably had 17 of them, 18 of them. I had most of them.
I know we've done 10 on the show.
I mean, I've had 2 and 3. I never got my hands on a bottle. But yeah, this one's very, very different. But they have a new master blender, Melissa Rift, and she's great. Melissa's awesome. And this is her first foray, and I think she did a great job. We're going to rate the 2023 Old Forester Birthday Bourbon a well-deserved five sips.
Who saw that coming?
No, I took my glasses off. I can't see anything. What are you talking about? You look much better this way.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the 2023 Old Forester Birthday Bourbon. Gave that one a well-deserved five sips. So let's move on to our next average whiskey of the day. What we have to do. We're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So the next whiskey we're going to grind through is the 2023 Thomas H. Handy Kentucky Straight Rye.
This is a job, isn't it?
We throw ourselves on these grenades for you.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it. 62.45% alcohol by volume or 124.9 proof. So this expression's comprised of barrels aged for 6 years and 2 months. It was distilled in the spring of 2017, aged in Warehouse S on the third and fourth floors with 27% of the original whiskey lost to evaporation. And they have these really detailed notes about how these things are made, like a milling screen number 10, what the cooking temperature was,
what char, how many seconds it was charred. So if you had a license to make this stuff and you wanted to try it at home, you could give it your best shot. But I don't think it's going to come out this good.
Yeah, you can't handle it.
Yeah. So on this, I got notes of like orange spray and lemon oil, caramel, pine. Not super strong on the palate. I got rye bread with honey, and the orange came through a little bit. One of the best handies I've ever had. And the finish.
Sorry.
Somebody always has to go there, don't they?
And the finish is amazingly long. Like the handies.
Yeah. Took you back to middle school, did it?
Yeah. Pretty much. What'd you think, Harm?
I agree with what you're saying, but you know, I got more sweet notes than you mentioned. I had like, it's like not just pine, but that it went cakey with air. I get like notes of like a pound cake.
You just want a pound cake.
Wow. I was going to make the pound joke, but whatever.
Are we going to take a visit to Pound Town?
There you go. The
pound cake.
My wife better watch out. Coming home drunk. This is great. That what you said about the orange and lemon is all there. I got cake coming out, a little bit of clove. On the palate, it was like just beautiful, like you said, the honey and the bread. But no, I didn't get as much rye bread as you did. It was more honey and orange. And then the finish is very long, and then the earthiness comes out. There's a black licorice on the long finish.
It's true.
Maury?
Yeah, I sort of agree with bits and pieces of both of you. I actually thought their tasting notes were some of the best. I thought the whiskey almost hit me as sweet, and if I wasn't as familiar with it, I might have initially been a little turned off. But this is a perennial favorite of mine. And
what would have turned you off? Too sweet for you?
Yeah, I was initially hit by how sweet it was. It was really like, you know, orange marmalade in a glass. And that's what they describe it as, is orange marmalade and honey, and it was really sweet. And but you're right; right at the very end, it transforms the finish into a little bit of oak and a very light hint of black licorice at the end. But really, a fun whiskey, and again, not cloyingly sweet, but there's definitely a lot of upfront sweetness, especially coming off of
if you've other got anything whiskeys. Left in your glass, no, put I a don't. Drop of water.
I can't. I'm sorry.
The smoke comes, the char from the barrel comes out.
You know, the proof, I think, balances it. I think the one thing that's really fun about this whiskey is it's a perennial favorite. It's the youngest whiskey of the collection every year. Comparing this to the Saz 18 and the Eagle Rare 17, and yet it stands up well to all of them.
It always does.
And it just goes to show you, age is just a number.
That's what I keep telling her.
Yes.
Age is just a
number. Don't go to jail, Justin. Don't go to jail.
She's still going to trade you in.
Sazerac is an amazing producer. This handy is definitely not one to be overlooked. A lot of people for a long time overlooked it. I love this whiskey. This one's no exception. It's totally different this year than previous years. Again, a lot of orange marmalade. I love it. And again, it doesn't disappoint. It's always different.
Yeah, well, the nice thing about it used to be that it was the one you could actually occasionally find on the shelf, because the real, you know, a decade ago, the real bourbon geeks, oh, well, that's not really part of the antique collection. It's like,
because it's only 6 years old, but it is.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I mean, look at the bottle, you know, and, you know, I would walk into a store and I remember I found several of these just sitting on a shelf at a local Total Wine back in the day, and I was more than happy to pick these up at retail and go through them, because it never disappoints. This one is always in my, out of the five, it's always in my top three and usually in the top two. And this one's good. And you'll never hear me say this again, but he's right. Put a drop of water in it. The char comes out. Yeah, it's just... The orange marmalade is still there, the orange zest.
But it's balanced. A drop of water made the
lemon zest is still there. I'm getting just that little hint of that little bit of hint of pine, like a pine forest on the nose. And it's just, it's absolutely lovely.
I will bring a water dropper to the Unobtainium Grill where I'm going to buy a shot of this.
It's just...
I am am very aroused.
What more can I say? We're going to give the 2023 Thomas Handy straight rye a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So we're going to let Harm tell us about our next one.
Well, we're going on to another rye, Bob. Thank you very much. It's the 2023 Sazerac 18-year-old Kentucky Straight Rye, 45% ABV. So we're trading off proof for age here. This is a collection of rye whiskey barrels was filled in between the fall of 2004 and the spring of 2005 and aged for 18 years and 5 months in warehouses K, L, and M on the second and third floors, with 74% of the original whiskey lost to the Angels.
That just shows you, you know, how much you lose to get to how much. There's a reason that good whiskey costs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is, came off the still at 135 proof, went in at 125 as per regulations. And it's been after the aging, they brought after, and 74% lost. They don't tell you what came out of the barrel at, but they water it down to 90. Which is totally fine with me. 18 years and 5 months, and it's a number 4 char barrel, I believe, yes. 55 seconds from Independence Dave. The nose on this is stunning. This is probably the best Sazerac 18 I've had in a while.
Yeah, I think it's the best one I've had in the last 3 or 4 years,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
Wow, over-the-top fresh orange peel and dried orange peel combined.
Those violets.
The flowers from the rye, a little tiny bit of anise on the palate. Vanilla, oak, black pepper, orange peel, violets. The finish is long, intense, with honey and tobacco. And again, you said violets. I think that's your
candied
right.
Candied violets.
It's candied violets.
That's the nose.
It doesn't need water, but I'll put a drop in. Let's see what happens. Didn't help, didn't hurt. It's just great.
Yeah, don't water it down, just drink it.
Yeah, drink it straight.
Yeah.
Bob?
Well, it's already at 90, so, you know.
I thought, because when you add
always
water
try.
Sometimes
always try.
It brings out more of the barrel notes.
How many times do we say it on the show? Always try some water. Always try some water. You never know. But this one, this was one that for years was tanked. You know, they were going off of old supply for several years, and people were, well, when the tank runs out, you know, there were some people complaining about it. I'm like, I thought it was still pretty damn good. But dear Lord, this is the best one I've had in recent memory. And this one's just really so pretty.
It is very pretty. And, you that know, when we first poured these, it was very muted. It took air.
Yeah.
It took some air to open up.
These all took a while. Because I poured them 15 minutes before Justin got here, and then you guys came in after him. So, I mean, it's been sitting
open
for a
while. But no surprise with an older whiskey that needed a little more air and a little bit more time to open up.
Now I'm getting hints of basil.
But it's, I agree with
orange
Bob.
Peel and basil.
They were sort of stagnated for a little while. Not that they were bad, but they
cilantro.
Weren't really evolving. And now all of a sudden, this is a fresh approach, and bam, it's an improvement. It's a step up. It's a fresh batch, if you will.
I mean, if they still had a case of last year or the year before laying around, I would gladly take it off of their hands.
But you know, this one to me is the best one they've made.
We're splitting atoms at this point. But this one, like I said, this is the best one I can remember in recent memory. And I remember some of the older stuff, you know, the older tank stuff, and there was some really good stuff there. But this one's different. This is completely different. This is not. This doesn't remind me.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I remember this the Sazerac 18 being very delicate.
Yeah,
this is nowhere near as delicate.
Yeah.
This will stand up to you.
No, this has got more backbone.
Yeah.
It's got more of everything.
Yeah, reminds me of like Midwinter's Night's Dram or Dream.
Dram.
First batch.
I think this is so much better.
But it's much more sophisticated than that, but it does remind me. Like,
well, the first batch of Midwinter Ice Dram was finished in orange Curacao barrels, I believe.
Really?
That's where you're getting the
Quady
orange.
Port.
Was it?
Quady Port.
Okay. Was it the second batch, the orange Curacao?
Mm-mm. It's always been Quady Port.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
I could have sworn.
Like from the country of Kuwait?
No, Quady. Quady. It's a brand.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, we're going to be rating the 2023 Sazerac 18-year-old Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey. I know it's redundant. Well-deserved 5 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. No surprises again. What's going on with the show?
All right, so let's go to our next whiskey, which is the Eagle Rare, 17-year-old Kentucky straight bourbon. It's 101 proof, 50.5% ABV. At 19 years and 3 months old, this year's Eagle Rare 17 is the oldest release of the spirit since its 23-year inclusion in the antique collection. So this is literally the only oldest one they've ever released.
It this, says 17 on the bottle, but that's just for the labeling.
You can always put in older, you know. So this whiskey was distilled in the spring of 2004. Oh, Lord. And the barrels were aged in warehouses C, I, K, M, and Q on the first and second floors with a 78% evaporation loss. Again, bottled at 101 in tribute to the original Eagle Rare brand, which was launched in 1975. So this one also has definitely changed since it's been sitting here for a while. And on the nose, I'm still getting that dark chocolate. But the cherry is coming through a lot more now.
See, I got the cherry initially too, but you didn't. But I'm getting more spice as well.
Yeah.
The dark chocolate, though, is very prominent.
Getting brown sugar on the nose.
I'm getting a little bit more of the sweetness from the cherry than I did before. And on the palate, let's give it a try. This is one you have to sort of swirl around and chew on for a minute. And then just sit back, because this one sneaks up on you. It's not, boom, in your face when you first get it in your mouth. But once it's in there, you're getting the caramel. You're getting that chocolate. When we first opened it, it was spicy and sharp and had an edge to it. And that is just completely evened out now. So the balance has really come in. On the finish, when we first opened it, it was much drier. That's backtracked for me a little bit. I'm still getting some tobacco leaf. I'm still getting that Dutch cocoa finish to it, but just not quite as dry. This thing's mellowed out as well after the last hour and a half of air. So what'd you think, Justin?
I think that this whiskey's amazing and is begging for high-end French pastry to pair it with. That's what I think.
Good point. I would have thought you'd gone with a cigar. I thought you were a cigar guy.
I am, but this is already like a really good cigar. So you'd have like a really good cigar with really good cigar. No contrast.
Right. Maury?
Yeah, I thought their notes were spot on. I was thinking about the chocolate, and I think they described it as a caramel drizzle chocolate sponge cake, and that's really what I got. It just was.
Oh, you're talking about from the distillery.
Yeah, the notes on the palate.
I don't agree with that. I still don't get
that. That was exactly what I got in my chocolate, that Dutch cocoa chocolate. I got a little bit of hint of orange. I definitely got some sponge cake. This was dessert in a glass. It was really interesting. I've had Eagle Rare 17s that I've liked better. This was different, but this was delicious whiskey. This was really nice.
Yeah, that's the thing that hit me with this one, just like the last one. Different. This one's different. I mean, I'm definitely getting a different palate from this than what I'm used to.
Yeah, different than what I'm used to, but nonetheless, I wouldn't pour it out.
This is completely different from what I'm used to from Eagle Rare. This is all about that
different
chocolate.
Than the rest of us, but we put up with you.
That's fine. Diversity. But don't tell the governor. Anyway. It's dark chocolate and cherry. I got that. But mostly to me, there wasn't that much fruit. It's more about the dark chocolate, the earthy notes, cigar box, spice, tobacco.
It's like walking into a dusty tobacco barn.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I do not see that barn, caramel cake, chocolate cake thing, whatever.
No. No, I get a slight bit of caramel sweetness, but it's very, very muted.
It's still so good, and it's very different from previous releases.
That's so sweet, but it's really that dark Dutch chocolate, more so than sweetness. But it's definitely more sponge cake than orange peel.
Yeah, you know, the real high-end, 80% cacao chocolate that's, really, really bitter, but you eat it anyway because it's so damn good. That's what this is like. Yeah. not quite as astringent, but that's, you know, it's more like a dark, dark, bittersweet chocolate, cocoa kind of thing.
And it's, water, again, didn't change this. It's either way, with or without, you're fine.